It seemed, however, to be a world without life. People searched for signs of past or present Martian life, anything from microbes to the doomed canal builders, or even alien visitors. As you know, no evidence of any of these has ever been found, and so stories have naturally blossomed to fill the gap, just as in Lowell's time, or in Homer's, or in the caves, or on the savannah. Stories of microfossils wrecked by our bioorganisms, of ruins found in dust storms and then lost forever, of Big Man and all his adventures, of the elusive little red people always glimpsed out of the corner of the eye. And all of these tales are told in an attempt to give Mars life, or to bring it to life. Because we are still those animals who survived the Ice Age and looked up at the night sky in wonder and told stories. And Mars has never ceased to be what it was to us from our very beginning, a great sign, a great symbol, a great power. And so we came here. It had been a power. Now, it became a place.